Section 1. You will hear two students, Jacinta and Lewis, discussing a holiday they are planning in Queenstown, a tourist center in New Zealand popular with young people. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hi, Lewis. It's Jacinta here.
Oh, hi, Jacinta. I was just going to call you. I was thinking we ought to do something about accommodation for our trip to Queenstown.
Yeah, actually, that's just why I rang you. I've been looking on the internet. There was one place that looked okay called Traveller's Lodge. But when I checked availability for January, when we're planning to go, I found it was fully booked.
Right. Well, we'd better do something now, I suppose.
I've actually got a list up here on the computer. There's one place called Bingley's that looks possible. It's $1,975 a night. That's US dollars. They quote all the prices in US dollars.
So that's about 26 or 27 New Zealand dollars. That's okay. That'll be in a dormitory, is it?
Yeah, they say 8-bed dorms. And the hostel's right in the town centre. And they've got a cafe. They have theme nights every weekend, whatever that means.
Oh, you know, like certain sorts of food and music. And people might wear special clothes like that Egyptian evening we went to last year.
Oh, okay. What else? They've got a sun deck area and then all the usual things, internet access and so on.
Sounds good. Was there anywhere else?
Yeah, a couple more places. There's one called Chalet Lodge, which is just 18 US dollars. That's for a bed in a 12-bed dorm. They do single and family rooms as well. It looks as if it's a bit out of town. Says it's got an alpine setting. A quiet alpine setting. What do you think?
Not sure.
Oh, but actually, it's not far out at all. It says 10 minutes walk from town, so... Oh, and it says it's children-friendly.
I'm not so sure about that. What about the third place?
That's called Globetrotters. Let's see. They do private rooms or 5-bed dorms for $18.50. It's in the centre, just by the lake, and that includes breakfast.
Didn't the other two?
I don't think so. They didn't mention it, so probably not. Oh, and it says something about a free skydive. Wow.
Don't know if I'm all that keen on jumping out of aeroplanes.
Oh, actually, what it says is you can win a chance to do a skydive. They give one away every day to one of the guests.
Well, if I win it, you can do it. Anyway, do they have room?
Yeah, I checked the availability. Shall I go ahead and book there then?
Fine.
You now have some time to look at questions 7 to 10 on page 89. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
I was looking at what there is to do too. There are lots of sites offering deals for adventure sports. I suppose we have to do a bungee jump.
Why?
Well, it's Queenstown where they more or less started it as a sport.
You can, if you really want to jump off the side of a bridge with an elastic rope tied around your ankles. I'll watch.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
As far as adventure sports go, I was talking to someone who went whitewater rafting there. He said it was really awesome. They drive you up the Shotover River, and then you come down on a rubber raft through the whitewater rapids, where the river's really narrow and fast, and end up going through a tunnel nearly 200 metres long. I think it's quite expensive, though.
Oh, I'm on for that if you are.
Cool.
The other thing you can do is the jet boat ride. That sounded just a lot of noise, though. It's basically just whizzing round on the river on a very fast boat, isn't it?
My friend did that as well. He said it was a bit touristy, but worth it. I'll give it a go. You go right up the river canyon. He said the drivers were really skillful, but I don't mind going on my own.
But there's lots to do as well as the whole commercial adventure bit. We ought to do some trekking. The scenery around there's amazing. I don't want to miss that. The place to start's Glenorchy, apparently, about 40 minutes drive. That's where lots of the wilderness trails begin.
Okay, I'll pack my walking boots. I'd better start getting in training. I haven't done anything except sit at my desk for months. Now, is there anything else we need to decide?
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2 on page 90.